So here's the question. How do active people in the Des Moines area stay pain-free and live the active, fulfilled life that they deserve at any age? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Ryan Domeyer, and welcome to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Rev Health Radio Podcast. Got a guest with me today, Tyler Lloyd, owner of DSM Performance, where my clinic is currently located at. So, wanted to tell his story. He has a good story of athletics, which led him into coaching, which now leads him to changing lives on a daily basis. So, thanks for joining us, Ty.
Yeah, no problem.
Ty, let's start. How did you get into athletics? How did you get into coaching? How did you get into owning this facility? Give me the lowdown.
Well, growing up, I played most sports that I can think of. I played baseball, wrestled, played football. And then just continued that into college. Went to a Division III school, Simpson College, in Indianola, Iowa. Played football, I would say, for fun. Played football for fun for 4 years. And at Simpson, just kind of got interested in the actual physical training of things. Really enjoyed lifting weights and all that stuff that gets more intense as you get into college. In high school, a lot of times they just throw a thing up on the wall and you follow it along and there's only so much you do. But when you actually got into a structured strength and conditioning section, it interests me. And so I switched over to exercise science as my major as a sophomore at Simpson College, and then was actually an undergrad assistant in the strength conditioning there for 3 years, sophomore through senior year. And coming out of college, I did an internship at Acceleration Iowa here. I was thinking about going to grad school, and then I started working here, kind of worked my way into a job, and the rest is history from there.
So. You said something in there that I wanted to touch on because I can relate to it so much. And I started in strength and conditioning at rival school, Loras College. But I saw the same thing, whether that's strength and conditioning or the world of physical therapy that I'm in, where it's an art form, where you saw the training. It's not just sets and reps and movements. There's an art to design. Is that what attracted you in undergrad?
Yeah, for sure. There's a ton of different ways to get the same results, right? What I really like about strength and conditioning is it's generally a group atmosphere versus just an individual atmosphere. And we're all moving in the same direction trying to achieve the same results, right? So there's a community that comes around that, right? Well, guess what? I found it in CrossFit and what our Acceleration Iowa program here as well. We do group fitness classes. So like I said, there's a community around it and people push each other to be better. It's not really about what you do, it's about how you do it and who you're doing it with, right? And I was always looking for that, and that's why grad school was a thing, because maybe, I didn't know if I had to stay in strength and conditioning to keep that. But what you have to do, and the jobs in that field are very limited, right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You can find it in the private sector. And lucky for me, I stumbled in the door here, and that's essentially what I get on a daily basis.
Yeah, really what I'm hearing is kind of like, I think the book Tribes is like that, where your tribe was so much athletics. It was wrestling, it was football, it was just that group, that team, even the strength and conditioning, the strength coach, your tribe is all of the teams, and then you have to be an adult, and it's like, now what? Like, what's my tribe going to be? Maybe grad school, that's a tribe I can go into. Or you come here and saw, oh, I see, there's an Acceleration Iowa tribe of kids from all different schools that all come together and try to get faster and stronger. And there's a tribe of adults doing CrossFit that are all here to try to get stronger and to move better and to stay fit.
Learn new skills, acquire new skills. That's one of the things I like about CrossFit is it's not just about, 4% body fat, being shredded, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different physical challenges in CrossFit, and people learn to do things that they never thought they could do. And it's so exciting when you're coaching and someone attains a skill that they've been working on for a long time, because and you get to see on a daily basis the hard work that goes into that. And, a lot of people, I'm jaded. I see it every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that don't know how to do a bar muscle up. There's a lot of people that don't know how to do a double under with a jump rope. I see those skills daily, so you get kind of blind to the fact of how amazing and how fit people are just by being a part of this community and being here and practicing that stuff daily still.
Yeah, and to describe the facility, if anyone hasn't been here, there's two kind of sides. There's the Acceleration Iowa side when you walk in and you see the change there. And of course, it's kids. Us For old sure. adults, we change For a sure. lot slower. Like, kids can make changes quick.
Yeah, it's harder to train old dogs.
Than yeah, once you get to the CrossFit class, it's like, oh man, I want to do this gymnastics movement, but I haven't done it in 30 years.
You can literally see technique changes in the kids in one session. Mm-hmm. You can see them go from, you know, not knowing how to walk and chew bubblegum at the same time to having better sprint mechanics within a session, basically. You know, and all of them learn at different rates, just like adults do. You know, everybody, one of my major philosophies as a coach is nothing will matter to you until it matters to you. So when I'm teaching things, I try to instill in the young ones that, okay, if this is really important to you, it has to matter to you. Because it doesn't matter how many times I say this to you until you're ready to learn it. You don't learn anything until you're ready to learn it. And so that's why we don't ever, like, give up on a kid. Don't give up on an athlete. I've had people, it's taken them 2 years to learn how to do double unders. Mm-hmm. I've had people that have done a double under the second time they've ever attempted it. It doesn't mean they're any more fit or better than you in any way, shape, or form. It's going to happen when it happens for every individual. The one thing you can't do is quit, right? You just got to keep working at it. And we do the same thing. Try to instill the same mindset on the AI side as well.
Well, let's go back to what you said. So you can't really understand. What was it? You can't really understand it until you're ready to understand
it. It's important to you. Until it matters to you. So
You need to have skin in the game, correct. Essentially.
You can talk at me all you want. Yeah. And you can teach me a lot, especially without physical therapy, right? Mm-hmm. But unless I want to know about it, it's just in one ear, out the other. Mm-hmm. And you see that on a daily basis as a coach. And it's okay. You don't quit. You just try to find a new way to explain it. You just try to find a new way to communicate it. Mm-hmm. Maybe eventually it'll uptake. And you just hadn't said it the right way to the right person or shown it the right way physically. And that's the job. The job is you don't quit on anybody. You just keep trying to find a new way to reach them, a new way to reach them, a new way to reach them, a new way to reach them.
That's the art form. Another whole podcast on just the art of coaching. Because physical therapies are different. I'm a movement coach. Mm-hmm. I just happen to have a doctorate degree in physical therapy. It's the same thing of every person's different. Some people, it's what gets the light bulb to click in their head. Yep. And sometimes I could say my standard analogy that I've had the last 5 years, but that doesn't resonate with someone. Like, then I need to go to a different way to explain it. Maybe they need to see a picture. Maybe they just need to see a video of themselves.
There's no one cookie cutter, right? Mm-hmm. And we have systems. We have checklists to how to run better. Mm-hmm. We have checklists to how to jump better, right? And we have vernacular that we use specifically for those things, very simple cues that we show the athletes. But at the end of the day, not every single one of them responds to it. So guess what? I got to have a different cookie cutter. Right, for some people. Mm-hmm. Or I gotta mold one for some people to cut it the way that I need to get the response out of them.
Yeah, I see that all the time. Especially, let's go back to the adult side, because especially CrossFit. What got you into CrossFit? Because I know you're still a competitive athlete. What brings you back?
As an athlete, what's the goal every single day? Just get better, right? Unless you are, and even world champions in their respective disciplines, there's always somebody coming. So guess what you have to do? If you want to stay on top or if you want to get to the top, you have to get better every single day, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're not challenged, you're not changed. And if you're not changed, you're not getting better, right? And what I found about CrossFit is it challenged the hell out of me, right? So my very first workout, when I started here, I didn't want a thing to do with CrossFit. There was a very negative stimulus towards CrossFit and the strength and conditioning staff at Simpson. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. It's not for everybody, you know. But because of that, I came into Acceleration Iowa doing my internship.
Huge ego.
Big ego. Yeah, I'm a collegiate football player. Like, I'm in a strength conditioning program, whatever. The guy here running at the time also went to Simpson. His name's Nick Wilson. Every day just badgered me like, hey, we got along, connected. We're good friends. And he's like, hey, you got to try it. You got to work out with me sometime. I'm like, all right, pump the brakes, dude. Like, oh, I like helping you, you know, yell at these kids here, but like CrossFit, whatever, dude. And one night he finally talked me into it, and we do a workout called Diane, which is deadlifts and handstand pushups. And Brian Jones, he has since moved. I'll never forget him. At the time, probably mid-40s, dad of two. Oh man, his kids were the best. They had like tight comb overs. right? Mm-hmm. They come in, sit on the boxes while he was working out, and just read. Just read, like, the most disciplined kids I've seen in a long time. And it was awesome. And he just had a really nice personality about him and whatnot. You know, rocking the dad bod, dads represent. And we do Diane. And Nick, I expected Nick just crushed me, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Brian blasted me by minutes. I remember, like, kicking upside down and, like, trying to do strict handstand pushups, doing, like, two. And then, like, falling off the wall, like, head in my hands on the ground, kicking back up, doing strict handstands. I get done, and Brian just walks over, pats me on the back, and goes, "Man, that was a great first workout, buddy." Walked away, and I was like, "That guy was done like 4 minutes before me." I'm like,
collegiate athlete.
I'm a collegiate athlete, and I'm in a strength conditioning program. I work hard, you know. I lift hard. I lift heavy. I was like, there has to be something to this that I'm like. This is a whole new thing of fitness. And sure enough, here we are 10 years later, and you see it every day. I'm still working on skills that I'm not mm-hmm. good at, things that I need to develop better. And
yeah, and there's negative cons to go. There's some cons with CrossFit that you and I don't need to hash out here, but I was the same way. I could probably start a whole podcast of just interviews with stories of your first workout.
Oh, because
mine
awesome.
Was Fran and CrossFit Mignola, 65, 69, showed up on a Saturday, and I'm like, oh, 21, 15, 9, whatever.
How hard can it be?
Just won't take long at all.
Famous last words, man.
And then just absolutely wrecked. But that's
what really, like I said, attracts me to it is the emphasis is on physical improvement.
Mm-hmm. Getting better.
Fitter.
You're never done.
You're never done. Yeah, your fitness is like, it's a constantly revolving thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just a linear progression. You don't ever peak it. You peak it for like where you're at in your life in terms of, you know, sleep, nutrition, whatever, so on and so forth. But it's the mindset around it is much different than a standard fitness thing, which is just like, yeah, I'm into fitness right now. I'm not into fitness right now.
Yep, I'm here to burn calories. Yeah. And yeah, there's
a
purpose.
I'm here to burn calories. Like, no, I'm here to learn how to do this, right? Mm-hmm. I'm here to drop my Fran time. I'm here to drop my Diane time. I'm here to back squat 500 pounds, or, you know, just an example.
So I'll go even one step further, because I have this conversation with injured CrossFitters all the time of why do you actually show up to CrossFit? Because some of them may be like you, where they like the skill side. They still like to be competitive. They still want to get better at competitions. They still want a skill to be better, which is a whole bucket of people, which is great. I fall into a second bucket of people where I go to CrossFit and I like my CrossFit classes because it lets me do everything else outside of CrossFit.
Oh, yeah.
I can garden and my body's not wrecked. I can throw my kids around and I'm not wrecked.
That's really the point.
I could really ruck for 10 miles and be fine. But
some where we lose it a little bit recently is like some people have forgotten the old concept. And, you know, I know there's a lot going on at HQ and I don't dig into the political stuff. But originally it was like, we got to build a body that is unchallenged and unfazed by anything you have to do in regular life, right? So, you know, I've had members, a young lady in her 60s come to me and say, "Ty, I love CrossFit. I went hiking with my husband in Hawaii and was just smashing him up every mountain trail because of CrossFit. That's what it's about. Ty, I love CrossFit. Why? When I go play ball, my boy's into hoops. I can rebound, play defense. I can go one-on-one with him for hours, the mid-40s, early 50s male, right? And don't break a sweat. It's not a problem anymore, right? Hey, Ty, I love CrossFit. Why? Well, I chased my 3 and 4-year-old around the backyard for 3 hours yesterday, and guess what? Fine. Physically, I'm fine. It didn't negatively take away from my life to do that physically. And then that's what it's really about at the end of the day.
My parents had surgery. I can take care of them.
Yep.
I can keep up with my kids. I can do whatever.
The other thing I talk with my wife about this a lot. I think one of the greatest things I can ever give the people that I care about most is the ability to never be a burden on them. So, you know, are you going to make a lot of money running a gym, being a trainer? Probably not. But you guys know this. It's okay. You got to love
what you do. Gyms aren't great businesses. Spoiler. Yeah,
no. They are great businesses, but for different reasons than, you know.
Yeah, financially.
If you're an exercise science major sitting there in a class right now listening to this, being like, I'm going to own a gym someday, and then the money will just roll in. Not how it works. You know, you got to really love it because you're going to put a lot of work in for the results you get back. But one of the things I'm pegging on with all this CrossFit is, and all this fitness, is I'm going to be able to take care of myself and independently take care of myself for a long, long, long time. Mm-hmm. And someday if I do have kids, I don't want to be a burden on them. I want them to be able to go live their lives, do whatever they need to do, and never have to worry about dad and mom, because dad and mom, we're aces physically.
So. Yeah, I want to go back to something you said, because I will agree with you. I probably would have had a different opinion 5 years ago, but CrossFit isn't for everyone, which is fine, because I still stand by the stance of the best exercise for someone is the one they're going to show up to. Yep. Like, consistency in the one you're going to show up to is perfect. Like, there's some boot camp classes. It's not really my thing. I don't particularly like them. A lot of people do love them. Great. If you can show up, if you're consistent for months, years, awesome. That is great for your physical health. That leads me to CrossFit. How do you welcome someone? How do you take someone who is maybe either watches the CrossFit games or is nervous, who doesn't know the language because there is a language barrier? What do you do to help a new person out?
It is tough. And so I think generally sitting here talking, we say CrossFit isn't for everyone. Mm. And I will generally agree with that. But it's not for everyone because of a mindset. Mm-hmm. Not for everyone because physically everyone can't do it. Because physically everybody can do it.
It can be modified for sure.
100% it can be modified, right? It's a mindset. Mm-hmm. You're not coming in day one and being what you think you want to be, right? Because it's a process. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing. I mean, athletic training to become an athlete is the same way, right? Make it about movement. It's about nothing else matters, right? It's okay, you know, I'm pretty, at this point in my career, I'm a little laissez-faire. Like, I'll let people experiment a little mm-hmm. bit, you know what I'm saying? As long as their mechanics look all right, okay? You know, I'm not afraid to come over to you and say, lighten the load, right? But how I try to make someone feel comfortable or more comfortable day one is just let them know, hey, we're doing a snatch today. It doesn't matter if you do it with a PVC pipe, an empty barbell, or you walk in and somehow you can do 225 pounds, mm-hmm. as long as the snatch looks right. The movement mechanics of the snatch look right. We're going to make it about that. And that's why, I mean, it's not for everybody mentally, mm-hmm. and it's because some people have trouble checking their ego, and I still do from time to time, right? But as a coach, if you want to make someone feel comfortable, you make sure they know that the priority is the correct movement. Mm-hmm. And it does, like, nobody else cares what you have on the bar in this class right now in our community. They don't care what you have on the bar. Mm-hmm. But they'll notice if you're not moving well in the snatch. And they're probably likely to say something to you then, more than regardless of what weight you have on the bar, right? You got to make the focus movement, like the technical execution of the movement, and make it known to people day one that that's the priority, and they'll feel a lot more comfortable than, you know, like you said, intimidation's a huge thing.
It is. It's fear.
You come in, you know, you come into a 5 a.m. class right now, and you got the guys and the ladies in there that have been doing it for 5-6 years, and they all move well because they've all had plenty of practice, and, you know, I mean, 5-6 years, you're at the point where, like, you're training hard to set PRs, right? So they're lifting high percentages of their one rep maxes, and you could walk in day one and be really intimidated by that. I get it. What we try to do is make you know that the movements is what's important, and that everybody else in this room was in the same spot you were when they started. And it's like, listen, they don't care. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because every single one of them was there at some point as well, and they remember that.
Small group fitness, it's been getting bigger the last 10 years. CrossFit really revolutionized it for sure, and I really think it has so much more room to grow because of that tribe aspect.
Yeah, it's the atmosphere.
It's the atmosphere. It's mm-hmm. it's the welcoming. For sure. It's no one cares if what race you are, what gender you are. If you come in and do the work, no one really cares. I think that is where group fitness is, and it's really led by the coach. Like, you need to trust the coach knows movement. The coach knows when to cue you, when not to cue you, when to push you, when to tell you, hey, back off. And people are hesitant to seek out help and coaches for that reason. But I really think small group fitness is the revolution for adult fitness, for adults to get back.
Yeah.
Because we can go on a hold. I'll save my question on youth youth diabetes, youth obesity coming on, the lack of activity with the kids going on, because I know AI is a big part of trying to counteract that. But I turn it back on the adults, where I say, hey, are you being a good example? Are you showing your kids that you move, that you get 3 days of movement in a week? Yeah. Are you eating whole foods and not eating like jerk all the time? That's where I think group fitness, I could use different language. I may have to put the explicit thing on, like, hey, what can you prove to your kids? of do they see you move? But that's a place like this is great. It can be the kids' side. They see the adult side.
Yep.
Where they're like, oh, yeah, those adults are trying to lift some weights too.
So many times. And, you know, I'm going to use an example because she's a longtime member, an awesome person. One of our members, Susan Larson, just recently competed in the Masters Masters division at Wodapalooza, which is one of the biggest CrossFit competitions in the world. So, you know, in her age category, she is one fit lady. And I have high school girls on the AI side that look down there all the time and go, holy cow. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that lady, can move weight.
They go, I want to be like that when I'm that age, you know? And I go, and yes, you should aspire to be like that when you're that age. Don't get me wrong. You know, Susan does all the little things right. And she works, she comes in, she does her 1 hour a day, works hard while she's in the door, takes care of business outside the gym. And everyone can do it. It's, you know, and it is cool, you know, when 14-year-old girls see Susan doing handstand walks and they're like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, yeah. Like, you can get there too.
She could be your grandma, yes. Yeah.
And you can get there too. It never has to end. It doesn't have to end. You're going to have to reevaluate, reassess, check your ego, check your goals, change your goals as you progress through it. But that's part of finding a community and a coach that support that mindset as well. You know, and we try to be as open to everything as possible. You want to compete? Cool. There's an avenue here for that. Mm-hmm. You don't give a crap about competing. You just want to move well? Cool. We like that too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You want to just be the most BA version of yourself? I mean, we got a group of people that like ruck almost every day because they just like to mentally grind it out. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? A lot of those people don't find that community without being a part of this community. And I think a lot of people realize some of the avenues that have opened up to them fitness-wise all started just because they were a member at a CrossFit gym. They remember at DSM Performance, they were members of CrossFit Des Moines. So
the filming of this is right around Valentine's Day, which puts us 6 weeks out from all everyone's New Year's resolutions are probably shot by now. Everyone's probably forgot about New Year's resolutions, or that gym membership maybe hasn't hit. How do we help motivate people? Because physical therapy, like a gym, is a hard sell because you're selling the end result, which we talked about. We're selling you be able to take care of your mom or dad.
Yeah.
You play basketball with your kid and not get absolutely schooled. How do we sell that to people? What's the end result? And it's different for every person, but how do we get more people?
I don't know how you sell it, but the important part is you get people to have this conversation.
Yeah.
Right
talk,
now.
Talk about movement. Talk about motivation. Because I know you're a good motivator.
Well, yeah, but there's also outside perception. Mm-hmm. If you've only met me for 5 minutes at a CrossFit event, or if you've only met me for 5 minutes in passing, you might think a certain way or a certain thing about me that you don't actually know me, right? You don't actually know somebody in our community. We got to get people in front of our people, you know, in front of me, in front of Phil for extended periods of time so they realize what it's really about. So it's a hard sell because it's not a quick sell, right? It's not like, boop, boop, sign on the dotted line, this is everything you need to know, here you go.
Now you're fit.
Now you're fit, yeah. That's not how it works. That's not how any of it works. And I think as people get to know you more, they realize, like, you know, and you walk that balance. Obviously, I've been a competitive CrossFit athlete for a while, and I like it. I like the intensity of it. I like chess and my metal. My whole life I've been like, am I made of glass? Let's find out today. Oh, I didn't shatter? Good. Means I can push harder tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You see what comes because of that. Mm-hmm. You've seen some of the physical results that come because of that. That's just who I am. That doesn't mean I think that's how you need to be, which is my understanding of CrossFit. Everyone can do it. Guess what? not everyone needs to do it the way I do it.
It's the
same. And as a coach, if you can't coach it differently, mm-hmm. then you're underdeveloped, and we got to get better as a coach. See what I'm saying? There's guys that come in for classes, just want to, you know, shoot the crap, move a little weight, rip their sleeves off when they get a chance, let the guns breathe a little bit. Cool. You know, cool. You know, this morning we had like an endurance-based workout. Like 90% of the athletes that I coached this morning were female athletes. It's an endurance-based workout. Cool. Guess what? That's cool too, you know what I'm saying? You're not a lot of dudes showing up for the mile run in the cold.
If we were to recap things, we talked about a lot, because that's probably the last point, and it's such a good point you hit on, where you need to, everyone's journey is different.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing in physical therapy. I will meet you exactly where you're at.
Yeah.
If you haven't moved in 2 years, we're going to need to start walking and doing some chair squats. Yeah. If you are super fit and want to deadlift 400 pounds, we need to dose that up a little bit. And it's the same thing in the gym. You kind of have to meet the person where it's at. Oh, you want to do the CrossFit Games? That's cool. We have an avenue for that. You don't care at all about the names of things and just want to get some movement in? Okay. Go join some friends back there. Just do what they do, and the coach will help you move better.
Yep.
So,
And here's how I think about it. It's an old school mindset. It definitely is. Because today's day and age, everything is one cookie cutter, mm-hmm. right? If you want to monetize something, if you want to sell something, then you perfect your specific niche thing and you try to sell it to everybody, mm-hmm. right? Lowest cost, most cost effective thing, so on and so forth, and then you can monetize it however you want. I try to look at what we do here a little more like an old school carpenter. You come to the carpenter and you say, I want this custom wood thing built. And they put time and detail and attention into their craft. And it's a unique piece when it comes out, mm-hmm. right? But it is the more niche, harder sell, because it's not the standard, this is how you do it kind of thing. You're not going to walk in the door here and get like 30-day fat burn. Like, here's exactly how you're going to eat for the next 30 days and blah, 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 blah. Because that's not, I can tell you right now, it's not sustainable, anything mm-hmm. like that. It's cool, like cold 30 and all that stuff nutritionally. All that stuff is fine, you know? If you want to give it a ride, give it a ride. Go for it. I'm not saying don't do that. Don't try to find what's right for you. But we're looking for sustainable fitness, sustainable nutrition, sustainable stuff day in and day out. And you get a lot of that by being a part of a community. Because even if it's not coming directly from the coach, there's like 100 other people that are chasing the same thing as you, and mm-hmm. your best resource often is your teammates, right?
Yep.
And so, like, that's why, you know, like, community fitness has been on the rise.
Yeah. That's a term I've not thought of, but community fitness is such a good term.
Yeah.
Because CrossFit falls into that, and there's a lot of other things that fall. Community fitness is a really good term that I've never thought of. Yeah. But that's exactly what it is. It's the tribe mentality, community fitness aspect, all working towards a common goal, even though everyone's goal is different.
And
but they're working towards something.
Their goals change, mm-hmm. too. You know what I'm saying? Like, your fitness goals when you're 8 months pregnant probably aren't the same as when you're 24-year-old female that's just, like, coming out of college and full of energy and, like, ready, you know.
Yeah, doesn't sleep, drinks alcohol all the time.
Is getting into, like, wants to be a competitive CrossFitter, you know, like, different goals, okay? Doesn't mean that both can't be in the same community. You just got to foster an environment where you understand that both are okay, mm-hmm. right? So
We're going to do another episode. We'll wrap this one up because I want to talk about what led to you becoming employee and running the AI, running across the program to business owner, because that's a whole nother mindset shift. But, and even the name change of DSM Performance, which includes CrossFit Des Moines.
Correct.
And Acceleration Iowa.
Yep.
But we'll do part two of that another time, talking about that journey. For everyone listening, or if anyone wants to find out more about this facility, where do they reach you at, Ty? I know you're super active on social media.
Yeah, you can message any of our social media. So DSM Performance, Acceleration Iowa. If you message Acceleration Iowa, you're liable to get a response from me, Reggie, or Sean. Any one of us can respond to you. If you do Acceleration Iowa, be clear about which facility you're looking for. We all check it. So then the guy that from that facility is more likely to respond to you, right? CrossFit Des Moines, even.
Mm-hmm.
You can even message that. That's technically our affiliate feed.
All umbrella.
Email info at dsmperformance.org. That is actually easier for Phil and I to respond to because, and Ryan can attest to this, when I'm in the moment training people, I barely ever look at my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I barely ever look at my phone, especially with kids. You can't look at your phone. You gave them an inch, they take a mile. If I let off the gas pedal and I look at my phone, it tells them what? Oh, Ty's not engaged anymore. Well, if you want to be a leader and you want your kids engaged and you want them doing whatever, you got to stay engaged. When you're in the moment, you got to stay present in it. So, but I do have a chance to check my email usually between AI classes, so it's a little bit easier to communicate there.
Perfect. Ty, thanks for joining me. We'll do this again sometime.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Until next time. Hey, real quick before you go, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast and would like to share it with others, please take a screenshot and share it to your story on Facebook or Instagram, and make sure to tag Rev Health and Wellness. To stay up to date on all of our latest episodes, be sure to follow Rev Health and Wellness on Facebook and Instagram.